Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Don't blow your whistle, freight train. Take me flying on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther hollering.
Where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with your love on my mind. So blow your whistle.
Yeah, baby. Down at Some Deep Holler. We're going down to the Ozarks. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding to the break. We're here with Matty G and Peanut, having a great Saturday morning. Got a gentleman on the phone with us, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, down in the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. We're going to run down and talk to Joe Hollenshad and talk about his outfitting business. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, brother. Great to get you back on the show. Been a while since we had you on.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Why don't you tell our listeners, there's people listening who have no idea, what you have to offer down in the Ozarks.
Our guide service offers a full five-star camp outfitting service. We hunt turkey, we hunt trophy whitetails, and you know, we just have a good time. We enjoy the people when they come in, and you'll have a good time when you're down here.
And the scenery is unbelievable, and for folks out of the state of Missouri that's never been to the Missouri Ozarks, this is something they did experience.
Yes, and then, of course, the wild turkey is just great down here. It's always been. Missouri's been known for wild turkey for many years.
Yes, so it's where it all started, brother, and I tell you what, for a turkey hunter, you haven't lived till you've heard an Ozark gobbler on one of them big ridges break loose at daylight.
That's right. That's right.
Another thing that I just recently found out, talking to your son Chance and talking to you, I had a guy from over in Kentucky looking for some place to fall turkey hunt because he couldn't find any outfitters, and you were more than happy to accommodate people for fall turkey season.
Yes, yes. I talked to that gentleman. He was a real nice gentleman. And, we don't do a whole lot of fall turkey. Of course, my specialty is spring, but fall turkey hunting, there's a lot of people that like to fall turkey hunt, and, of course, that's fine with me. If they want to hunt in the spring, we'll hunt them, or if they want to hunt in the fall, we'll hunt them.
That's
it doesn't
awesome.
Matter.
And you said trophy whitetail, and that's true. A lot of people don't realize that the Missouri Ozark Hill Country, they hold some nice bucks.
Yes, of course, we've got about 1,600 acres we hunt on down here, and the last 4 or 5 years we've managed that for trophy whitetail, so we don't let anyone shoot anything under 130 class, and we have probably up to some 160s, maybe a little better than 160s in there, and we have a point rule on them, so it's all managed. We got some really nice bucks. It's all free chase. There's no pen type stuff.
Right,
it's
right.
All free chase. But
what kind of a package or deal do you got for bow hunters? There's a lot of archery hunters today that like to come down and bow hunt.
Right. We've got. They can pull up my website.
There you go.
We've got a deal there in the bow hunting section that we've got it all broke up in different components. There of, you know, when you first start hunting or you pre-rut hunt or full rut, it's all broke up into a package and
okay.
You can see what we offer on that.
Just easy to go to the website, and then if they got any questions, they can contact you,
right.
I'm sure.
If they got any questions, just give me a call and they can go to that website and see what dates might work for them. If they want to get in the heat of things, there's a segment in there, a portion of a full rut that they can hunt in or...
Okay.
If they want to hunt pre-rut or after the season, you know, peak, whatever, we've got it all broke up. And
right.
They can take whatever they choose that works for them.
Well, probably another question is, what size groups can you accommodate? What if a group of guys wants to come down? What are you talking about in numbers? How do you accommodate these hunters?
We can handle any number they want to handle.
Really?
We normally don't on a bow hunting group. Generally,
yeah.
5, 6 guys
okay.
come, you know.
Okay.
And that makes it
manageable.
Better, you know,
yeah.
Everybody knows everybody, and it works out better if you got 5 or 6, but we'll take 1, we'll take 2, whatever works
okay.
out. There's plenty of room down there for everybody.
Would you consider hosting like a hunt for like a corporate, maybe some company wants to take their customers, you'd put something like that together for them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Okay.
We've handled up to 10 or 12 people on a hunt like that, you know.
What is some of the beautiful scenery that they can expect if they come down to your place?
Oh, we've got all kinds of beautiful scenery down here. I mean, if you like the outdoors, the trees and the water and hills and hollers, we've got all that. In time when we've got time off, we'll take them around to the springs and let them see the springs that we've got in the
yeah.
Ozarks here that's close to us. And around like that and have a good time.
All right. Hey, Joe, I got another question for you. These guys come down and book a spring turkey hunt. If the morel mushrooms are up, you going to let them pick them, or are them off limit?
Well, no, they can pick them, but the thing is, I get to eat them.
They got to share it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle, mushrooms are about like eating turkey breasts. We're pretty proud of them.
Yeah, morel mushrooms, turkey breast, and a little bit of goggle eye, maybe a little smallmouth. Oh, my.
Yep.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Well, doesn't get much better than that.
And I want to tell my listeners, I've been all over the Missouri Ozarks, and I grew up in the Ozarks, but down in that area where you guys are located, outside of Drury down in there, down in that area, you're kind of west, southwest of, give them an idea, of West Plains.
Yep.
That is some pretty country, those streams and those hills.
Oh, yeah, you
hills.
Have the Bryant and the North Fork to come together there, and we're just really fortunate to live in the area that we live in and be able to be out in the beautiful outdoors. If you really enjoy that, you can't be in a better place.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to get down here this fall. I'll be coming down to Mountain View, Missouri, not too far from you guys. And we've had you on the show, and we visited with you, and you're great folks, and we want to get down there and visit with you all. So give us out that website again.
Okay, it'd be www.dbo.net.
Okay, and they can also contact me, and we put you in touch with them.
Right. That'd be great. And anyway, if anyone's interested, but you're in a bow hunt or a turkey hunt, either one, be sure and contact us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Joe Hollenshead, Devil's Backbone Outfitters. And you're down in God's country, my friend. Beautiful.
We enjoy it every day. We're a blessed family.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
All righty.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Let's go to commercial break this time with down a deep holler. Let's not do that other one for Joe. He's a great guy. It might be a little overkill. Let's go down to another deep holler, because we were just talking about deep holler when country is beautiful. All right, we're going to go to commercial break. Deep holler, baby. We'll see you all on the other side.
Take me by on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving the day. I'm coming back. I'd rather be
Panther Holler
where the sun don't ever